Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and I, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, bow, bow. Bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump. What? Ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah! 2 hours down, 2 hours to go here on our train wreck football Friday on Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Speaking of football, still looking at details on the Patrick Mahomes injury from last night. Certainly looks like he's going to miss at least a month. Dislocated kneecap, and while that is devastating to the Kansas City Chiefs, we talked about it earlier, in that division, they're not going to be out of it if he does come back. Now, what kind of Patrick Mahomes is going to come back? We don't know. If he's wearing a big bulky brace, can't do what Patrick Mahomes usually does, Woods.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the Kansas City Chiefs anymore.
Nope, it's not, man. It's, I don't know. I would play this thing as I would play the long play here. Now, I know Andy Reid doesn't have, you know, another decade in him to run that team, but I just, there's just something about it, man. You don't want to mess with this kid this early in his career. And you hope they don't rush him back and he turns into RG3.
So we'll talk a little more football as we go on. But joining us in studio right now as they get ready for another season, another home opener tonight at Pechanga Arena. The San Diego Gulls going to be hosting the Stockton Heat. We got the president of the Gulls, Matt Savant, is with us. Matt, it is good to see you. Welcome to Ben and Woods. Welcome to our new studios, our humble new digs up here on the sixth floor penthouse.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah. First of all, thanks for having me. Yes, we have our home opener, but we need to stop and talk about this new studio.
It's
you
insane.
Guys got a view of all of San Diego here.
It's beautiful.
You
this
went to
beautiful.
The old place.
So, I've
you
been
know,
to the
I mean,
old place.
You were the old place planning.
Yeah. I know it's close, but you give this place the edge.
Yeah, we're opening up the blinds here.
Look
and
at this.
We're watching the sunrise here over beautiful San Diego. So job well done, boys.
Thank you very much. The layoff was not too long, so we were happy about that. It was time to get back at it, but also time to get back at it for you guys. What does that entail, getting ready for the season?
Yeah, you know, so we were fortunate because we had the shortest offseason we've ever had. Last season, we had an unbelievable run. So we went into the third round of the playoffs, and if you're a hockey fan, there's only four rounds.
Yep.
So we were right on the doorstep of winning the Calder Cup, getting a chance to go to the finals. But so we had a short offseason, which is great, and we had great fan support, and San Diego rallied. And if you guys were at that any of those games, those playoff games have a different type of electricity. And it was awesome. So we went through a great run, and then all of a sudden it says, you start looking at each other thinking, we got to get back to work. The season's about to start here in a couple of months. So, you know, the process is really long. You engage with your partners and your fans and your season ticket holders, and the goal is to not miss a beat when tonight happens. So tonight's our home opener. Puck drops at 7 o'clock at Pechanga Arena. But we started on the road. We had three games already, tough start. And again, long season, no problem. New coach, a lot of new players. So kind of understanding the new system has been a little bit of a process, but I feel good about tonight.
Let's talk about that new coach. It's first time the Gulls have had to hire a new coach since they hired their first coach, Dallas Eakins, who got promoted to be the head coach of the Ducks. He's off to a good start, I think 5-2. The Ducks are starting well. Kevin Dineen is the name you guys came up with in the offseason, of NHL veteran. Tell me about just kind of the process, what you guys attracted to you about Kevin to come in and be the guy to succeed Dallas.
So if you look at what we've had in the last 4 years and what we have now with Kevin, we are spoiled rotten from a coaching standpoint. Well, we're spoiled rotten anyway because we're playing professional hockey in
Southern
San Diego.
California, yeah, amazing.
not too bad.
Yeah, not bad.
But Dallas was an unbelievable kind of asset to our team. He's a real coach of men. And we were talking earlier, a lot of these pro athletes, they're young guys. Yeah. They're in their early 20s. So they're looking for that real leadership on and off the ice. So we had a really great run with Dallas, and now he's in Anaheim being successful. And now we get Kevin. Kevin Dineen is, I'll just say it, he's a stud. If you Google him, played in the NHL for 20 years, multiple teams. He had 2,000-plus penalty minutes, so he knows his way around the tough stuff in hockey, which is what we need. And then on top of that, he moved on and was a head coach in the NHL already with the Florida Panthers. Then he went on with a little team called the Chicago Blackhawks and won a Stanley Cup with them as an assistant coach in 2015. He also was the head coach of the Canadian women's team and won a gold medal in 2014.
So it's weird. The goals needed to make a head coach hire. And they went out and got a guy, played in the NHL, pretty remarkable career in the NHL. A lot of experience as a head coach. A lot of experience as an assistant coach. Interesting.
You want to hire a baseball manager?
Can you hire a baseball manager is what I'm asking right now.
We're kind of busy right now, but maybe in the offseason we'll look at it.
You didn't just go be like, oh, this guy's a clubhouse attendant. Let's bring him in to run the team.
Speaking of
that
those,
no one's ever heard of.
Speaking of those penalty minutes, I saw like the very first exhibition game, like the very first period, the goals were already like dropping the gloves. It's like,
hey,
what do you have to fight about?
I love it.
The first period of the first game.
Well, we've got a brand and an image to uphold,
yes.
And that is tough hockey.
I love it.
Yeah, we got to protect our own, and there was a couple guys that wanted to push us around, and we said, by the way, we're not going to stand for that, so we'll see you at center ice.
So you're saying that you have a team, when the other team pushes you around, you don't take it. Now that's weird. That is very weird. I'm not saying anything else. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm on the flagship here.
So, Matt, Gulls led the AHL, I believe, in attendance last year. What do you? How do you top that?
Yeah, right. Yeah, where do you, like, go?
You go?
Hey,
yeah, no big deal.
What do you do?
You're at the top of the heap.
Well, you stay,
higher.
Right? You
yeah.
stay.
Yeah.
And how do you stay there?
Yeah. So we want to stay, and what it is it's good hockey, which we know we've got because we were coming off of the best season we've ever had on the ice. But B, it's listening to and connecting with our fans. And we all know, and we talk about this with the players and the coaches, we're nothing without the support of our fans.
Of course, same with us.
Right?
Yeah.
And you need people to engage and care about your product. And so what you do is you take care of them. And tonight's a perfect example. We've got a huge crowd coming, and we still have tickets available. We'd love for more San Diegans to come and check it out. But we have a rally towel giveaway. So we're going to create that environment inside the arena that is fun. And what I understand on the business side is we're selling entertainment. We can have a great team on the ice, but if people aren't having fun in the arena, they're not going to come back.
Yeah.
So we want to create reasons for them to come back. We have these theme nights and theme jerseys, and we have tailgates in the parking lot on Saturdays. We have $2 Bud Lights on Fridays, tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
So we're creating an environment that is a reason for people to come back and enjoy the hockey.
When I was playing golf yesterday, someone said, oh, yeah, Gulf Story, are they still doing the $2 beers on Fridays? And I said, I believe so.
They are.
Yeah, there we go. All right, we're getting out there.
There's a couple things we're known for. It's good hockey, toughness on the ice, and $2 Bud Lights.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, whatever works. And, you know, I work for the Seals, and the Seals had their first season last year, and I know we all work really well together, and you guys are definitely a model. You know, you want to kind of want to do what the goals are. You would love to have as many people at a Seals game. I just think the sport's not as familiar, obviously, mm-hmm. as hockey. But I think by following the example that the goals have set, you know, I think the Seals can do even a lot better than they did last year. So
yeah.
it's been fun. It's been fun for me to see a little bit of what you guys do, and you guys see a little bit of what we do. It's been really cool.
To touch on the Seals, they've done a really great job connecting with the fans and being available to grow that fan base. Like
yeah.
if you went to the first game of the year, it was fun and great. And then if you went into the last game, you could see the changes they were making and the fans were engaging.
Yeah.
And you being part of it was a huge asset because you're able to talk about it on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seals did a great job.
Yeah, it's been fun. And every time I've been to a Gulls game, I've had a great time. Every single time. without fail. It's been phenomenal.
Matt, have you ever thought about hiring a hype man for a hockey game that, you know, can pound on the glass and yell at people during the game?
Woods, can you put on skates and get in a fight?
If you want, oh yeah, I'll fight, but I can't put on skates. If they want to come into the box, then we can throw down in the box, but I don't want to fight any hockey. I don't want to fight any lacrosse players. They're all psychotic. Hockey players.
And he lives in the penalty. The
I stay there.
Penalty
yeah, box. That's where I call the game from. It's one of my favorite things because, you know, a lot of Canadian hockey players, a lot of Canadian lacrosse players. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they get in the box and it's like, hey, next time we're going to go. Yeah. Oh, you want to go? Let's go. Hey, if you're going to do it, we're going to do it right now. And I'm like, this is the friendliest fight. And they just get out and they drop their gloves
and go. But the
problem
for Woods is that, you know, one of those lacrosse players gets, you know, penalized for, like, smashing someone with a stick over their head.
Yeah.
And he's, like, making fun of him, and then he realizes, oh, he's walking over here, and I'm going to have to sit with him for the next 2 minutes.
Yeah, he's right next to me. It's the best. It's the best. It's so fun. Both sports are so fun.
There's a really weird culture where these guys will go to battle on the ice, and then they'll have a beer together after the game.
There's no doubt. They're all buddies. Yeah. We got our ass kicked in Calgary, and I was up there, and I'm like, I'm hating all the other players. And then we all went out drinking after the game. Yeah. All of us together to a casino, went to this giant bar. We're like, hey, let's get shots.
And it's genuine. They love each other.
It's so, so cool.
Well, Matt, it's great to have the Gulls back. I really appreciate you stopping by in studio this morning. Good luck to the team this season. I know it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having us, and enjoy this view, guys.
No, we will.
Matt Tavon, president of the San Diego Gulls, with us. They got the Stockton Heat in the home opener tonight. Just a reminder, coming up in the next 30 minutes or so, we'll announce today's biggest fan. If you hear your name called, you'll have a chance to call us back and win a four-pack of tickets to the Halloween Bash at Viejas Casino. They've got a $750 best costume contest. Also, you'll be entered to our grand prize for our Las Vegas getaway with show tickets at Caesar's Palace, the Cosmopolitan, and more. Keep listening for your name today as our biggest fan. What's it we got? Don't Do This coming up.
Yeah, we do, and I've got a Yankee fan in my crosshairs. This was a bad one.
That's a bad one for sure.
That's a bad one.
We've got that coming up next. Thanks again to Matt Savant, president of the Gulls, stopping by in studio with us. That's always fun. Coming up later this hour, we got Colin Wilson from the Action Network, our guy on Fridays. Does such a great job of breaking it down all by the numbers. That's about 13 minutes from now. We'll also read some raps. Well, when I say we, I mean
you.
Me.
You will read some raps.
Before the top of the hour. So that's just ahead. Right now, though, let's get to it. Three stories from the world of sports that make you shake your head. We call it Don't Do This.
Don't Do This.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
Presented by Hamul Casino.
Be there or be square.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Woodsy, I'll get us started today. And my first Don't Do This goes to the Pac-12 Conference. We talked a little bit earlier about UCLA's win over Stanford last night. But if you actually watched the game, which I don't know that anyone did, because there was, well, first of all, an ALCS playoff game, and there was an NFL game between the Chiefs and the Broncos going on at the same time.
I mean, if you're a Stanford fan, you watched it.
Perhaps, although no one showed up to the game.
Fair.
I mean, the pictures at Stanford Stadium, like right at the beginning of the game, it was empty. It was a mausoleum. And I don't know what the Pac-12 is trying to do here, but they have a game often on Thursday nights. They always have these Friday night games.
Yep.
I heard Coach John Quintero talking about it yesterday. I don't really want to watch football on Friday night, college football.
Yeah, I don't either.
On Friday night.
I really
Why
don't
would
either.
You, if you're the Pac-12 and you're already having trouble enough separating yourself or getting some attention compared to the other leagues in college football, why would you want to play opposite an NFL game on Thursday?
Yeah.
That just seems like a giant mistake for a league that's already kind of floundering.
So dumb.
And then the optics of having UCLA and Stanford play in a half-empty, three-quarters-empty Stanford Stadium up there. It's just a bad look all around.
Yeah.
You know, when no one shows up, tends to have the home team not play so well. And Stanford laid an egg against UCLA and lost that game against a team that had only won once all season long. It's just, I don't know, the Pac-12 is just a mess right now.
Yeah, you wonder what they're thinking sometimes, man. When they, it may look good on paper. It may look good in a boardroom, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago, 2 years ago, whatever. But it just doesn't seem to work out, Benny. This is pretty gnarly, man. I'm not going to lie. And I hate fans like this. I really do, because I think it gives decent caring, boisterous, normal fans a bad name. A guy was ejected last night from Yankee Stadium before the game. He was taunting Zach Greinke, who was warming up in the bullpen, taunting him about his, you know, anxiety, his depression, things like that, his battles with social anxiety disorder. Well, you know, the good news is the NYPD, they had a pretty strong presence around that bullpen, and they were kind of looking for some stuff like this, the bullpen bums out there. You know, look, I think there's a way to be a fan. We hate when people tell us how to fan. I'm going to tell you how to fan. Don't do that. Now, the other...
Don't do this.
Yeah, don't do that. Or this. The one, they did a chant, too. So his real name is Donald. They were chanting Donald. That's okay, in my book. That's fine. John Smoltz told a story about it. He goes, Joe Buck asked me, he goes, how did the Yankee fans get to you? He goes, you really want to know? And they're like, oh, boy. They found out that John Smoltz used to play the accordion. And he said it really domed him out. They were, like, making fun of him, calling him a nerd for playing the accordion. That's all in good fun. When it goes to race, creed, religion,
mental health issues,
like that, obviously you don't do that stuff. It doesn't make you a good fan. You're not getting an edge. And in fact, you make the rest of the fans look like idiots because what happened last night? What did you see? When this story goes out, oh, all Yankee fans are trash. Well, they're not. They're not. I mean, just like not all Padre fans are trash, not all Dodger fans are trash, not all Red Sox fans are trash. It's hard to. You can't categorize every fan because of the actions of one dumbass that didn't even see first pitch. He was gone before, and that's how you do it. A guy like that, say you boot him.
Do you ever confuse yourself by being so old school at times and so, like, 21st century modern man at other times?
Well, no, because I'm a human. I'm a human being, and I think that there are things that are off limits. I mean, Adam Jones in Fenway Park, he's like, yo, come at me for a lot of stuff. Don't call me the N-word. You know, like, that's an easy one. You don't have to be 21st century to know that's not right to do. And it really, really sucks when you get lumped in with that crew. Because I'm not like that. I would never do that. I got mental issues myself. I'm not going to go and make fun of somebody's mental health. Right? I mean, it's stupid.
No, I agree with you 100%.
It doesn't make you edgy. It doesn't make you a good fan. You're not helping the team. You're bringing a fan base down. When you throw beers and you throw stuff on the field, you throw batteries, whatever, you're giving everybody
a bad name. Threatening to pull his team off the field. Can you imagine if that actually happened?
Yeah.
If he actually
I've seen it happen.
Took a team, pulled them off the field, and said, we're not playing here.
And so listen,
get rid of that fan or those fans.
No matter who if you're a Packers fan or you're a Red Sox fan or a Yankee fan, you know, there are reputations that follow you, and I think some of them are deserved, and this is just playing into that stereotype. I think I've met some of the greatest Yankee fans in the world. That, Ben, if you went to Yankee Stadium, they would grab you, hey, where are you from? Oh, San Diego, come on, let's get a beer. And they'd buy you a beer and a shot. Didn't matter what hat you were wearing. You're from out of town, you're in our town, they'll take care of you. It happened to me a million times. And it really brings a lot of negative light. It's not going to end well. What do you think? Zach Greinke's going to fold up and go home? No, he's not. Yell, cheer, boo, whatever. Don't go after somebody's personal life.
Finally, Woods, how would you react if our bosses here offered you more money than you've ever made in your life by a considerable margin?
Oh, they didn't already?
No.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They didn't.
Would you be happy? What would you be? What would be your reaction?
What do you think? I would be elated.
You would you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, not Buddy Hield.
Who is Buddy Hield?
Well, shouldn't you know who Buddy Hield is? Obviously, he's an NBA superstar.
Never heard of him.
When he plays for the Sacramento Kings. He's a good shooter.
You say so?
Had a decent season last year. 42% shooter. Up for an extension this season. The Kings have made him an offer of over $90 million for 4 years. Buddy Hield.
Have you heard
of
him?
That's a lot of money. Yeah, I've heard of Buddy Hield.
Never heard of Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield's reaction was not the same as your reaction. Buddy Hield to the Sacramento Bee. I see it like an insult.
What?
I feel like I'm worth more than that. If you say I'm your guy and you want to build around me, I just need you to show it. Actions speak louder than words. You're just talking and not showing nothing. I'm not going to respect it. I love playing here. I want to be here. This is my home. I'm trying to buy a house here. But everything is on stall mode because I don't know if they'll really commit to me. They offered you over $90 million for 4 years. I don't know that. I mean, yeah, maybe he can get more, but is that really an insult? Can you be insulted by by $90 million for 4 years?
No, you can't. You just can't. It's not.
Especially when you're named Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield.
And guys, you know.
Never heard of you.
Casual NBA observers like yourself have no idea. Obviously, good NBA fans know who Buddy Hield is. And Sacramento Kings fans obviously do, too.
No one's ever accused me of being a good NBA fan.
No, they haven't. Ever. But you wouldn't be insulted by $90 million, I take it.
I wouldn't be insulted by...
I wouldn't be insulted by a lot less.
I'm not going to say it. I'm very happy.
And that is Don't Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This, presented by Hamul Casino. Winning excitement has a new name, Hamul Casino, San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely entertaining place to play. Just 20 minutes from downtown Highway 94 to Campo Road.
We have tons to get to. Coach Steve Fisher is going to join us coming up at 8:05. He's leading his big the ALS walk that's coming up this weekend, wants to promote that. We'll also his thoughts on the start of college basketball season just around the corner. They're already practicing, getting ready for their first games at San Diego State. But before the top of the hour, Woods, our next segment, we got a ton to get to. Before we read raps, before we read the biggest fan name, Colin Wilson from the Action Network is going to be with us for his weekly Friday hit. He breaks it all down by the numbers, get you set for the college and NFL games this weekend. Colin is fantastic. He joins us next here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Ben and Woods with you. It is a Football Friday here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Glad to have you with us. Going until 9 o'clock in the Jim Rome Show. And Woodsy, as we do at this time each week, very pleased to be joined by Colin Wilson from the Action Network. Colin Wilson, looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app. Get live odds and expert analysis for every game. And I know the word expert gets thrown out a lot.
Yeah.
Colin's an expert.
He's a freaking expert,
he always
man.
Blows our minds. I'd love to have him on. Welcome back to Ben and Woods, Colin.
Thanks for having me on. I hate to say expert, too, because last night I had a first half under on UCLA Stanford, and that blocked punt for a touchdown just killed all
I saw you tweeting about that. Yeah. Well, the Pac-12, it's weird on Thursday and Friday nights. I did want to ask you, though, about that race in the Pac-12 South. It is UCLA's only a half game out of first place now. There's two games this weekend between the teams that are all 2-1. You've got Utah and Arizona State. You've got Arizona and USC. How do you handicap that race toward at least the Pac-12 championship game, if not the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, I'm still kind of discounting the Arizona teams at the moment, and I still think it's a USC and Utah race. But if you look at the schedules down the road, I mean, Utah, the only thing they've got left is a trip up to Washington. If they're able to win that game somehow, I'm not sure if they can, but if they're able to win that game somehow, I would think they're in the driver's seat, because USC has a brutal schedule for the remainder of the season, and they've already played a brutal schedule up to this point, so you have to wonder if it's going to catch up with them.
Colin, elsewhere in college football this weekend, it just, I don't know, is there any interesting games that have caught your attention in terms that you think we should have our eyes on?
I think South Carolina is going to upset Florida outright. I know that that's
two in a row.
The point spread is short, and a lot of people are buying into the Florida, but you have to remember this is the SEC, and when you play back-to-back tough games, it's hard to bring it on offense and defense. But this isn't Florida's second game in a row. This is Florida's third game in a row. They beat Auburn. They had to go to the swamp, play, tight game with LSU to the end until they finally ran out of gas. And I'm not really sure that they have it in them to be on the road second week in a row against the South Carolina defense. I hate to say LSU level, because LSU's defense is allowing a lot of points lately, but South Carolina's defense is legit. And this will be Florida's second game on the road and their third big SEC game in a row. And there's just so many games that you can play high profile like this without getting a bye or playing a directional school, getting some sort of time off in between these big SEC games.
And how do you think a team like Clemson responds? A pretty big spread over Louisville, as they call it. Are they going to be able to? I got it at 24, which is that's still a lot of points. And I get it; they can be a juggernaut at times. But that one last week, I don't know how they react.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, is now that we've had this, we put emphasis on you to bring it to Florida State, and you were able to go up, get four touchdowns up easy. Trevor Lawrence was able to have a whole bunch of touchdowns and just a little bit under 200 passing yards, and they were able to display their dominance, something that they weren't able to do against North Carolina. But do they fall back asleep again? And they should be ready for this Louisville team. This Louisville team ranks top 10 in explosive rushing. You know, they can get points on the board fast. I think they had over 700 yards against Wake Forest, and Wake Forest had over 600 yards against them. So, Louisville is going to be able to run the ball here. I know Clemson's defense is fantastic, but the problem is Louisville has an explosive rush attack. So if there's one misassignment, Louisville can take it to the house. I think Clemson needs to be ready to play speed football against Scott Satterfield. If not, this one could be a lot closer than 24 points.
Talking to Colin Wilson from the network. Shifting our attention, Colin, to the NFL. Start with what happened last night. I think a lot of the smart money kind of was on the Broncos, thinking with that two-game winning streak. And then when Matt Moore is in the game and, you know, Patrick Mahomes is out, you think this is Denver's chance. And they totally didn't take advantage of the opportunity. What did you see, and what do you see now moving forward for the Kansas City Chiefs with a tough schedule the next 4 weeks and possibly facing it all without Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I mean, without Patrick Mahomes, we're going to find out what the point spread reaction here is. They've taken the numbers off the board, but I know when Aaron Rodgers was out for Green Bay that they considered that a 10-point swing in the point spread because that's how valuable he was to the Green Bay Packers. So we're about to find out if Patrick Mahomes is that important. Now, if you look at Matt Moore last night, you might not say that it was that big of a jump because he was behind the Broncos defense all night, which is one of the craziest things I've seen in the NFL in quite a while. But, I think Mahomes is worth at least a touchdown to the spread. That's going to be – I mean, they do have they have a pretty good – I mean, still probably make the playoffs, but the chance of having home field advantage or anything coming to Arrowhead may be out the window with this loss of Patrick Mahomes.
And there is there's a game that's jumping out at me in the NFL, and I wanted your take on it. The Rams on the road in Atlanta, only giving up 3 points. So it's the Falcons are getting 3 points at home, which is pretty much what you get at home. That's basically an even game. The Falcons are terrible. Does that speak to how bad this tailspin has been for the Rams?
Yeah. I mean, the tailspin for the Rams, they have not been as good defensively this year as they were the year before. Atlanta is in a – and they are terrible. They have not been able to do anything on the road or at home. But the narrative around Atlanta is this is it. This is the whole entire season is on this game. And if you want to compete for anything, then we have to show up to this game. So it's crazy being only in the middle of the NFL season and for a team like the Atlanta Falcons, for the weapons that they have, to be having a must-win game in the middle of October. And that's the attitude that they have. As to where I think Sean McVay is just trying to find an identity. I think that he, has probably stalled a little bit on his schemes, and it's just not working for Goff. And on the defensive side of the ball, they're just giving it up to everybody. Gurley's been ineffective. There's a lot more questions than answers going on with the Rams right now.
And a lot of tough games this weekend in the NFL. I mean, I'm looking at it right now going, I may just stay away altogether. It is like there's nothing I'm feeling real good about.
It's pretty bad when my personal card has the Cincinnati Bengals and the Washington Redskins on it. So it is
So are you saying two-game parlay there? Take the Bengals and the Redskins.
Well, after losing my money on the Broncos last night, I might as well go ahead and just money line these Bengals and Redskins together and see if we can make something back here. But, I mean, those are actually good home spots. I don't think Jacksonville should be 4.5-point favorites. Cincinnati is starting to show a little bit of life. They've really trimmed up their opponent yards per play. So we'll see what they can do there at home. And in the meantime, the Redskins, the same thing for them. They've trimmed up their defense a little bit. They are not that far out of the NFC East. You check the NFC East standings, it's anybody's ballgame. I think everybody's within two games right now. So, I mean, there's everything to play for. And if you look at San Francisco, I believe the schedule of offenses they've played has ranked in the bottom 10. And same thing with the defenses they've played per Football Outsiders. They've all ranked in the bottom 10 too. So while I would like to sit here and say that the Niners are for real, your schedule says that you haven't played anybody that's within the top 15 on either side of the ball.
Colin, I know the CBS crew is going all in for the Raiders at Green Bay game. They're going to do the pregame show NFL Today from Lambeau, and it's an interesting cross conference matchup. The Raiders at 3-2, especially now that Patrick Mahomes is out, they've got to be feeling like, hey, we've got a shot here to surprise some people. Green Bay, meanwhile, one of my favorites all year, but it certainly didn't look great in needing all the officiating help to win last Monday against Detroit and all the drop passes and everything. What do you kind of see in this matchup?
Yeah, I think Oakland has been stout this year. They've been a couple. There's been a few times I've had plenty of money on them, especially in that London game against Chicago. That Oakland timed that perfectly. They went straight from a win in Indianapolis. They flew straight over to London, and they spent over the entire week over there getting prepared for the game. So they were ready for the climate. They knew the turf. Their sleeping schedules were fine. I think they're being. I don't think people just recognize how well of a coaching job Gruden is doing. The ability to cut AB and then bounce back from that and be where they are. I mean, they've covered and won their last two games against the Bears and the Colts. Those are two teams that people thought were going to make the playoffs. They, you know, have beaten the Broncos back in early September. Oakland has a great shot at this. My money is, it's not as highly invested in other spots, but yes, my money definitely is on Oakland here. I mean, we've got a team that's on 14 days rest going up against a team that's on 6 days rest. So it's a spot where I'm back in Oakland.
All right, last thing for me, Colin. The New England Patriots, they got Monday Night Football against the Jets. I'm going to go through their remaining schedule. You tell me when the first loss comes. Is it to the Jets with Sam Darnold this week? Is it here?
No.
All right, then home against the Browns the following week. Browns haven't exactly lit the world on fire like everyone expected. Is that their first loss?
Absolutely not.
All right, November 3rd. Sunday Night Football against the Baltimore Ravens. Is that, the Ravens are, got that, a little bit of a mystique there. Is that their first loss?
Harbaugh has always been able to pull off something against Belichick. He is one of the coaches that seems to have his number. So that is definitely a spot.
That's a maybe. That's a maybe.
That is definitely the first spot.
All right. After that, they're at the Eagles. That's certainly, that certainly is the one that tells me, maybe that's the one. If they're 9-0 going into that game, that's the one that might trip them up at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Eagles, it depends on what version of the Eagles that we get, but playing at home, that's always going to be a big matchup. I think, that there are games where Belichick may call it and say, this is one that we just don't need, or maybe we have a big enough lead in the division that we don't absolutely have to have this. I mean, they end their schedule against the Bills and Dolphins, and if they have a big enough push against that, then, and if they've secured their bye, then, we'll see how it plays out. But, there are spots here where they can take a loss and they'll be just fine. I think the teams that they'll show up for are the teams that they could potentially, face later in the playoffs, like the Chiefs. The Chiefs come to Foxborough. They would want to do everything to make sure that the Chiefs don't have any kind of advantage against them whatsoever. So the schedule is interesting. If they're going to take a loss, I think it's going to be at the Ravens, at the Eagles, because I'm looking at this back half of the schedule, the Bengals, Bills, and Dolphins, and it's not going to be there. So good chance that they lose one. It's going to be within the next 3 weeks.
Colin, as always, great stuff. Appreciate you joining us on a Friday. Looking forward to this weekend. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, it's Colin Wilson on with us, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app. Get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Before we get to the rest, including the wraps on a Friday, Woods, let's get a check of traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Guys, looks like we have two separate crashes on the westbound King Freeway. The first one is just before Federal. It's blocking the fast lane, and saying there's another accident up ahead just before College. That, too, is blocking the fast lane. Northbound side of the 805 before Imperial. They got this crash all over to the right shoulder. Just watch out for some leftover slowing. Eastbound 78 just before Melrose. Getting reports of an accident. Not showing if lanes are blocked. Traffic is sponsored by In-N-Out. There's no room for compromise when you're serving a quality meal. And at In-N-Out, from the juicy 100% beef patties to their hand-cut fries and genuine ice cream shakes, you'll see that they stand for quality you can taste. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you very much, Kelly. All right, it is time to announce our biggest fan for a Friday. If you hear your name called, you're going to have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973. And if you win, you'll claim a four-pack of tickets to the Halloween Bash at Villas Casino and Resort, where you can win $750 for the best costume, while their wicked bartenders will be brewing the most delish drink specials from their cauldrons. You'll also be entered into our grand prize drawing, a Las Vegas getaway that includes show tickets to Absinthe at Caesar's Palace, Opium at the Cosmopolitan Las Vegas, and the brand-new Atomic Saloon Show. Make sure you sign up, 973thefansd.com, if you want to be eligible. Today, our biggest fan is Christopher Dietrich. Christopher Dietrich, you are on the clock. You got 10 minutes to call us back, 833-288-0973. Chris, good luck from Ben and Woods and 97.3 The Fan.
You got all your gear on. You got your chains.
I do. Gear and chains. What does that mean?
Kangol hat. You ready?
I guess I'm ready. Let's get going.
Time for the whitest man in America to spit some straight fire.
Oh, no. The fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out.
Each week, Woods gives Ben lyrics from the world of rap and hip-hop to make him as uncomfortable as humanly possible. You're welcome, San Diego. It's Ben Reads Raps on 97.3 The Fan.
So, Benny.
You don't want to stall just a minute or so here?
Well, I can, yeah, I'll vamp here for a second.
We want to set some golf or something?
No.
I just feel like talking golf when I've got my chains and my hat on.
Nope.
Got a tournament going on in Korea this week. No Tiger Woods is coming back in Japan next week.
No one cares at all, ever. I will say this, though. There was an earthquake last night. Rattled parts of Los Angeles early Friday morning at 12:19. The epicenter, Ben, was in Compton.
Wow.
Compton. Star of many, many, many rap songs. None bigger than this one.
All right.
This is a newsworthy. Oh my God, please be careful with this. And it's long. So just the first page there.
All right. I don't have to read all three pages. Just, you stapled it together.
Yeah. It's all highlighted and ready. Just please be careful.
Should I do all rolls? There's different people in line.
No, here. just go rip straight through.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge. Straight out of Compton, crazy mother named Ice Cube from the gang called Ends With Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got a sawed off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you F with me, the police are going to have to come and get me. Off your ass, that's how I'm going out for the punk mother. That's showing out. Start to mumble, they want to rumble. Mix them and cook them in a pot like gumbo. Going off on the mother like that with a gat that's pointed at your ass. So give it up smooth. Ain't no telling when I'm down for a jack move. Here's a murder rap to keep you dancing with a crime record like Charles Manson. AK-47 is the tool. Don't make me act like a mother fool. Me and you can go toe-to-toe. No, maybe. I'm knocking ends out of the box daily. Yo, weekly, monthly, and yearly. Until them dumb mother see clearly.
Oh, God.
That I'm down with a capital CPT. Boy, you can't with me. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Oh, I know what that's going to rhyme with. Because Ice Cube is crazy as... There it is. Yep. As I leave, believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of Compton.
Oh, my God. Hammer's raising the fist in there. Oh, my God.
There's only one thing that can rhyme with duck in these lyrics, really. It's not luck.
It's not cluck.
Not muck.
Nope.
Truck. Buck.
Nope.
No, there's only one thing. Rhymes with duck.
That was amazing. That is the first NWA song I ever heard, and it blew my mind. I was in ninth grade, and I heard that. I was like, I've never heard anything like that before. I mean, it was like legendary. That was amazing, Ben. Shuck would be another one.
Shuck.
Yeah, like shucking oysters.
To rhyme with duck.
Duck.
I see. Okay.
Yep.
You know who likes to rap occasionally?
Who's that?
Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq does
rap. You know
how
he likes to do his diss tracks and stuff. You see this story, what Shaq did?
No.
He donated a home to an Atlanta woman whose 12-year-old son was shot at a football game and paralyzed from the chest down.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's incredible.
The Isaiah Payton family was living in a one-bedroom apartment that wasn't accessible for people with disabilities. But now they have a home in a good neighborhood. He's helping to furnish the home. We'll pay rent for an entire year. Shaq said, it's just sad. Could have been any one of us. Could have been my son. Could have been your cousin. We just found a house in a nice area. Wanted to help out. He's doing it kind of to promote his Papa John's thing as well. But that's fine. You do good things. You deserve to promote whatever you're working on. Have you seen Shaq's Papa John's commercials now?
Yeah, I think I've seen one.
They really are trying to distance themselves from, you remember Papa John.
Papa John.
Turned out not to be the greatest person.
Correct.
Out there.
Kind of a drunken buffoon.
Yeah.
If you will.
With racist tendencies.
Yeah, racist tendencies. Yeah. Right.
So they're trying to go with a whole different branding. And it involves Shaq. He's actually like bought stores and they put him on the board.
By the way,
Papa John's.
I think we should have this as our talk over music all the time. It's like, it sounds like Bull Durham.
Yes, I love it.
Baseball. 108 stitches in the baseball, 108 stitches in the Catholic rosary. I find one player every year. Yes, I had sex with him. I make love to you. Whatever it is. I can't remember the line. It's just like Bull Durham, isn't
it? Yeah,
a little bit. I'll be damned. The Durham Bulls can't lose, and I can't get laid.
Thank you, Annie.
You're welcome. Such a classic, classic movie.
So, I thought that was cool of Shaq. You know, and if he wants to do some diss track rapping, as long as he's doing some good stuff as well, it's fine.
Yeah, I do.
Have your fun.
I wish I had a lot of money. I'd do stuff like that all the time. I think it would be so much fun to buy, like, go buy somebody a home. What would be better than that?
So, I don't know why this tends to happen on Fridays, but it always seems to be after I read a particularly difficult and nasty rap song. It's like, it was always like Ron Fowler would then come on right after that. We'd do a Friar Friday.
Yep.
This time, of course, it's Steve Fisher who is going to be joining us coming up next. Just like, you've like planned this out.
He's shaking
his
head.
So I'm like the
right
most
now.
Embarrassing moments with guests standing by that they have to like sit and listen to the rap songs before we actually put them on the air. But Steve Fisher, he's got a great, it's coming up this weekend. It's the ALS Walk at Mission Bay's De Anza Cove. Just a reminder, if you want to get involved, it's coming up this Sunday, 8 a.m. Coach Fisher's going to be there. Coach Dutcher and his team is going to be out there. It's the annual walk to defeat ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. And you can go to ALSASD.org for more information. Of course, Coach Fisher's son, Mark, who's an assistant coach on the Aztecs team, has ALS and is battling that. So obviously it's a cause that's near to them. So Coach is going to join us to talk a little bit about the event, what's going on. Of course, he's still very close with his Aztecs program and Brian Dutcher. I know they talk regularly, and you'll still see Coach Fisher out there at practices and games offering his wisdom.
Yes,
Gleed. And someone who wanted to ask, and this is a great question as well, you know, Coach Fisher's former Fab Five player, Juwan Howard, is the new coach at Michigan, getting ready for his season. They just landed their first like five-star recruit yesterday. So I wonder what Coach thinks about one of his earliest star players is now
he was the big-time coach, where
he was the coach in Michigan, of course.
But he was also kind of a sleeper for that Lakers gig before. Remember that? Everyone was like, oh, it kind of makes a little bit of sense.
A little bit,
so
yeah.
He's, you know, if Juwan does well, man, this could be a nice little stepping stone for him.
So we'll have Coach Fisher joining us. Speaking of NBA, Matt Barnes, former NBA player, has got a new Showtime show, and we got him set up coming up about 8:35. So busy final hour of the week. It is all coming up here with Ben and Woods. Do not go anywhere. We will be right back. Still got about 15 seconds. Do you want to tell any more lines from Bull Durham or anything before we go here?
No, I'm trying to think.
Want to do the speech from Field of Dreams?
You don't mess with when you're on a winning streak, you don't mess with a winning streak. If you think that you're winning because you're getting laid or because you're not getting laid, you respect the streak. All right, Ben?
Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.